Today it's the 14th of September. We are talking, like, actually we have the pleasure to talk to Joe that we rescued from the hospital because they were going to do the wrong treatment. Joe, as you can see, is well sound. He has like a good recovery after 1 hour. And Joe is gonna tell the story now. So everybody, they should know exactly what's happening in the hospital. Please, Joe, can you address what's happened, please, to your case, please?
Thank you. I was admitted to Letterkenny Hospital. I was admitted to Letterkenny Hospital on Friday, and I was told I had COVID, and I was put on a oxygen mask and left on it over four or five nights, and I haven't been fed properly. I've been tested for every so often, and as you can see my wrists there, and they're just destroyed from people taking blood tests from them, and I'm a bit of a mess. So I was told several times that the only option would be to be sent to the ICU, and that I would be put into an induced coma. And one doctor said that they would ventilate me for about 16 hours. And I disagreed with that. I would never allow myself to be put into induced a coma by anybody. So I didn't know what was happening out in the big bad world. I know my friends in the common law office have been working tirelessly and getting all the common law paperwork, which the boys brought into the hospital this morning. And my good friend Antonio and my wife came into the ward, and they told me to get out of here. And I didn't know whether I was going to have the capability to do that, because I had been wired up for so long to this machine, and they told me that I was at full capacity of oxygen, and that it doesn't seem to be working. So amazingly, we took off the machine, oxygen machine, and I'm breathing perfectly since. I got my clothes dressed, and with the assistance, with very little assistance required, I walked out the door of the Letterkenny Hospital, and I have no intention of going back. I'm going to get self-medicated at home by some professional people and advice from the most learned people in the land. And again, I wish to let everybody know that it's a very, very dangerous place in there, and that they seem to just tell you whatever they want you to hear, and there's no talk of doing anything to alleviate the situation. So hopefully now I'm getting medication here at home, and I'm not that really that bad. And I hope to see you all very, very shortly. Keep up the good fight, everybody. And again, I can't say enough thanks to Antonio and Michael and all the guys doing all the common law paperwork. Patricia Cahill, Dolores Cahill. And all the fine people involved with us here, and we're going to be saving lives. Thank you.